You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rights Now is an educational tool from the Office of the Children's Commissioner to encourage children to know their rights and have their voice heard. The resource aims to provide more opportunities for meaningful participation, as the more children have, the more confident children and young people feel to express their views, and they bring different perspectives, fresh ideas, and genuine concern for the future. I spoke with Sarah Morris, a senior advisor for the Strategy, Rights, and Advice team in the Office of the Children's Commissioner, about Rights Now, first asking her to explain the resource.
The Rights Now resource that the Office of the Children's Commissioner has launched is it's a level 2 to 3 resource for primary schools, for teachers to be able to teach children about their rights that are outlined in the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which we're sort of calling the Children's Convention to make it a bit easier.
Mm. And how did it come about?
So in 2017, an organisation called Regenerate consulted with children in Christchurch about the development of the Otakaro-Avon River corridor, the rebuild there, and they wanted to do that because they sort of understood and acknowledged the fact that children had some really, would have some great views and ideas on how to redevelop that area of Christchurch. And through that engagement process, they found it a really useful thing. The children came up with some ideas that perhaps the adults and policymakers hadn't necessarily thought of. And so the Office of the Children's Commissioner kind of teamed up with Regenerate and thought that it was a great exercise, listened to what the children had to say, and then out of that decided to put together a resource that they could pilot in schools in Christchurch to sort of help children understand their right to have a say on issues that affect them and to be listened to by adults, and for those views to kind of be considered in projects like that.
Under the sort of convention, so children do have a right to be heard. Mm-hmm. Do you think that sort of up until now, children, especially in regards to things like policy, aren't really being heard?
I think that is true. I think it's really difficult. I think a lot of the systems that we have here in New Zealand to influence change, things like submissions processes and select committees and even voting, children don't really have access to those kinds of systems. So it's really difficult for children to have their views heard. Those platforms for them to have their say are not easily accessible and are not always there. So it's difficult, and I think people see that parents and teachers maybe have that role to play in expressing what children want and think, but we've not always found that to be necessarily true. And when we go out and talk and listen to children, we sometimes hear really insightful, inspiring, innovative ideas. And children are experts in their own lives, you know, so it's crazy for us not to consider what they have to say.
And do you think this will help children sort of learn what rights they do have under the convention?
I hope so. I think it's a contribution to that. I mean, we've long advocated for children and young people to have civics education in New Zealand schools, which is something that I think we probably don't do so well in New Zealand, to understand how our democracy works and to, you know, it's an empowering thing for children to understand that they have rights. And we also have an international obligation to ensure that they understand that they have rights and to be able to let them express their views. But it's also a way for them to understand their world, to have confidence in being able to speak their mind, make decisions, feel part of their society, feel included. So we're hoping that this resource is one step towards that. It's giving children practice, really, to be able to take part in their communities. And it's also a tool for adults. Adults also need to understand children's rights, and they need to understand the responsibilities that they have to listen to children and take those views on board.
And what sort of response are we seeing to the Rights Now program from, I suppose, both teachers and children?
Yeah, so we've only just launched the resource nationally, but it has been piloted in Christchurch, and the person who was sort of the significant writer of the resource has tested it out with children in schools in Christchurch and has found it to be really great. They've had excellent responses from teachers. You know, a lot of teachers haven't actually known much about the Children's Convention itself, and they've found it a really useful thing that ties in quite well with some areas of the curriculum. So they found it really relevant to the work that they do, and it's another framework that they can use to help children to think about what's important to them, you know, put that into language that makes sense, and then to sort of give them a taster of what it is to do advocacy and to make change.
And do you think this will sort of inspire children to kind of to be more vocal in changing things, I suppose, within their communities?
I hope so. I think the resource has lots of examples and sort of a few case studies of where children have had success in that way. I know that the children, my children go to a school where they're currently having a say on an issue that they're upset about, plastic, I think they're called noodles, being going into the ocean. and so they've, you know, they've written submissions, they've gone and talked to their local council, they're doing what they can as children to have their voices heard, they had a story in the local paper, that kind of thing. So my hope is that this resource will be, you know, another way that teachers have sort of a practical tool that they can use and talk to kids about what their rights are and why it's important for them to have their say.
And do you think schools will sort of get on board with it and really push this program?
We're hoping so. We've had some support from an education, Ministry of Education, putting the resource up on their website and promoting it through to their teachers. So we think so. We've certainly had a good response from people in the children's advocacy sector as well. There's a handy poster that's attached to it that we've put together with UNICEF New Zealand, and that sort of explains what the Children's Convention is in language that's easy to understand, and we've had good feedback on that as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.